said, okay, let me read this. This is weird. So I'm going to read you the relevant portion that blew my mind here. It says, Netanyahu has lived both in Israel and the United States. First grade in Israel, second and third grade in the United States, fourth through eighth in Jerusalem, high school in suburban Philadelphia, military service in Israel, a BA and an MA at MIT. He held dual citizenship, which enabled him to travel freely between both countries, study in the U.S., receive federal loans to cover his education costs at MIT, and work legally. Like every U.S. citizen, Netanyahu has a social security number, a credit account, and numerous other files in a variety of government offices. Okay. Nevertheless, Netanyahu's files differ from those of most U.S. citizens. The Israeli weekly publication entitled Hayer, that is a publication that is weekly out of Tel Aviv, that reports that four requests for credit approval appear in the U.S. Social Security file number, and they gave the number of his Social Security. Under each request, one finds a different name: Benjamin Netanyahu, Benjamin Nitai, John J. Sullivan, and John J. Sullivan Jr. One man, four names. Benjamin Netanyahu is the name Israel's current prime minister was given at birth, and which he now uses. In June of 1973, during his studies at MIT, Netanyahu submitted a petition to the Boston court asking to change his name from Netanyahu to Nitai, N-I-T-A-I. Quote, I prefer a shorter name, he wrote on the request form. The petition was approved. Thus, the second name has an explanation. The last two names, however, remain a mystery. Furthermore, the address attached to these names, somewhere in Malibu, California, does not exist. Who then is John J. Sullivan? Israelis Biranit Gorin and Einat Berkovich from Hayer tried to find out. They looked into Netanyahu's credit account. The file is supposed to hold information regarding bank accounts, loans, credit cards, and so forth. Yet surprisingly, the file was empty. It is as if Netanyahu never had a debt, had never taken out a loan, and always paid his bills up front and in cash. Gorin and Berkovich then attempted to examine Netanyahu's social security file, but they were denied access. They did, however, find out that Netanyahu's file has a different classification than most. They were denied access not merely due to the 1974 Privacy Act, but because the file had a quote-unquote confidential classification. Gorin and Berkovich have explained that such a classification only applies to five categories of people: those who work for one of three federal agencies, the FBI, the CIA, the IRS, or those who are considered to be terrorists or criminals. Since it's unlikely that Netanyahu fits the latter two categories, or that he worked for the IRS, it appears that he was on the payroll of a secret agency, the CIA or the FBI. Oh, amazing. Okay, cool. Yeah, I didn't know any of that. I'm checking the chat here to see if you guys knew that, were aware. Anybody here come across John J. Sullivan as he was studying through the United States and working on the payroll of our state? Anybody aware of that as we keep pretending like there's a difference between the Mossad and the CIA, as if we didn't all intrinsically know that with everything that has been uncovered, with everything that we're learning about the...